Today's Iowa Art Showcase heads to the oldest cultural institution in Iowa. In 1874, it was known as the Dubuque Art Association. Today, it's called the Dubuque Museum of Art. We're fortunate to be speaking with the executive director, David Schmitz. And thank you so much, David, for meeting with us today.
Thanks, Jacqueline.
Now, you have an amazing and progressive community to establish this art association such a long time ago. Tell us just a little bit about how things got started here in Dubuque.
We're really fortunate in that tradition of that progressive art support continues through today. But it kind of started with a group of citizens back in the 1870s who saw that Dubuque was becoming a thriving industrial city, and they thought that it should have an art collection worthy of its growth. And a group of collectors started collecting dues to purchase art, to form a city art collection. Over the years, we had our home at the Carnegie Stahl Public Library here, eventually the Slattery Center, and built our first permanent home here in 1999, where we still are today.
And you had some wonderful people on this original committee. In fact, famous artists from Iowa.
Yeah, Grant Wood was one of the early backers of the Fine Art Association, along with Adrian Dornbush and many other artists, taught here and contributed their talents to the association. Wood's association really started during the 1930s with the Carnegie Stout Library, where he exhibited his work, and eventually two of his best-known paintings were purchased by the library for their art room, which the Art Association managed.
And right now, a couple of your works are on loan.
Yeah, we were just talking about this incredible exhibition out in New York at the Whitney Museum of American Art, and this is such an opportunity for people outside of Iowa to learn about Grant Wood and to really make him relevant to another generation. All of our partners here in the state, from Des Moines to the Viggy and Quad Cities, and of course the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art, have contributed work to this show, and all of us are looking forward to seeing it and taking people out to see it.
I might add that I think there are a lot of Iowans, myself included, who could learn a lot more about Grant Wood.
You know, on one hand, he's still our best-known artist in the state. On another hand, he's still something of an enigma. And there's still new scholarship coming out about Grant Wood. In recent years, there have been a couple of new books. And we have seen a lot of interest in the works that we have here in Dubuque being loaned out. And I know the same is true for our cultural partners across the state. I'm not sure quite what's in the water, to be honest. My own thought on that might be that the ideas that Wood was really fighting for in his day around regionalism, around making art about what you know best, I think there's something of that that's kind of resurgent in our culture right now. That's perhaps part of it. But in any case, he certainly is a really interesting artist from the standpoint of growing up in Iowa, going abroad, you know, studying in Europe, and coming back and trying to make something that was unique and original and that felt authentic to him. That's still something today that resonates with our visitors.
So tell us about this exhibit that you have on display right now.
Yeah, Charles Thwaites, An American Journey. And the title is apt, An American Journey, because Thwaites is someone who starts here in our region, lived in Milwaukee, briefly taught through the Dubuque Fine Art Association. Him and his wife in the 1950s started traveling to Taos, New Mexico, and eventually relocated there. And Thwaites was really inspired by the light and the color of the Southwest. So in the exhibit, we have works that will look very familiar if you've seen the work of the Taos Moderns group. George O'Keefe was one of the most famous members of that. But if you dig a little bit beyond George O'Keefe, you'll see Thwaites included in that group of artists. But he also made some phenomenal abstract work that's very inspired by Native American design and patterns. And as artists were flocking to the cities in Thwaites' time, he was inspired by the nightlife and the street scenes that he saw. So he's an inspiring artist today. And to me, he's an artist's artist. He tried many different styles. He experimented a lot in his work. And he had keen powers of observation. He came from a family with a scientific background as well. And he was very much about observing nature and people.
Well, he in fact started out doing a degree in engineering or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that unites art and science that sometimes we forget about, they're not all that different of realms, is observation and taking that long look. And Thwaites did that really, really well.
So briefly describe the collection and how many you have.
Yeah, so this particular show includes about 45 works on loan from the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend, Wisconsin. And that's where Thwaites' estate is still today. It was assembled by Graham Reed, curator there. And it really is a retrospective that covers his entire life from his earliest WPA murals for a couple of rural post offices in Wisconsin, all the way through the later period of his career in Taos, New Mexico. And the retrospective is one of my favorite types of exhibitions for the simple fact that it shows an artist's mistakes as well as their greatest periods. It really gives you a sense that the gap between art and life is very small, and that as you go through many different periods of your life, your art may change dramatically, and you get to see that in one sweep.
So how long is this show going to be here, and how can folks find out more information about it?
This particular show will be on view through April 22nd. They can certainly learn more at our website, dbqart.com, and of course on social media. I would really encourage people to see this exhibit before it leaves. It's a fairly quiet and just visually beautiful exhibition that, again, gives you a sense of what an individual artist really does and how their vision can change over the course of their life.
Thanks for Iowa Public Radio's iWard Showcase conversation goes to IPR's Tony Daner, Chris Fenton, and Barney Sherman. Also, a big thank you to the Dubuque Museum of Art's Executive Director, David Schmitz. And thank you so much. And it's great to hear and learn more about the Dubuque Museum of Art today.
Thanks, Jacqueline.